Nurses across the country continue to raise concerns that not enough is being done to protect frontline workers from COVID-19. You just heard the minister say 60 people from within Eastern Health were potentially exposed. 9 are positive, 60 in isolation at this point in time. And the nurses are demanding access to personal protective equipment, PPEs as they're known. They feel that it's necessary given their assessment of a patient. Now, Debbie Forward is the president of the Registered Nurses Union of Newfoundland and Labrador. She is on the line with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Fred.
So what do you make of what's going on so far? What are your members, the nurses, telling you about how the system is working, given what's going on?
It's a very, very stressful time, as you can imagine. Right now, it's been focused on testing and contact tracing, preparing the system for potentially what might need to come, making sure that people have training, that they understand the proper precautions, looking to make sure you have enough personal protection equipment, how you use that personal protection equipment. But there's a, you know, there's a lot of fear within the front lines of healthcare. They're watching the news and all the social media channels, like all of us are. And when they see what's happening in other parts of the world, it becomes very daunting that this might be what you will have to face in the near future. So I'm not surprised of the high levels of anxiety, which is part of the reason why, you know, we're really pressing government and employers to make sure, as a mechanism to support frontline workers, to decrease their fears and anxiety as much as possible, that they do have access to the personal protection equipment that they feel is necessary to provide them with the protection that they need for the from the patients.
Well, do they have it? I mean, is there enough equipment out there? I mean, we're getting calls to our newsroom from people who don't want to speak for fear of, you know, reprisals, saying that they don't have the gear, that, you know, people in various aspects of not just in acute care or in hospitals or long-term care, but in other areas of community health, that they don't have the equipment, the masks, for instance, or the kits, and they're nervous.
There, yes, and we're hearing those reports as well. So we've put it on our agenda for conversations with the RHAs and the regional health authorities. We've heard the minister talk about national and international shortages. There's some pieces of equipment that we're shorter in than others. There's some areas that still, for example, haven't had fit testing of the N95 mask or the mask that fits closely on the face that protects against airborne viruses. The regional health authorities are trying to work outward from the areas that they think are at greatest risk. But, of course, our means, you know, people who are working in the outlying areas, and I mean, we've heard mental health, long-term care, for example, they're getting more and more anxious as they're seeing community spread in terms of what happens if it comes into our long-term care facility, for example, or if it presents itself at the Waterford, when we don't have the basic equipment even to protect ourselves so that we're not catching the virus, number one, and we're not transmitting it to other patients. So supply, yes, is a critical issue, and I know from conversations we've had with government that they are working very hard to increase the supply. I was told they got a shipment, an emergency shipment this week, which will help, but we need more, and those conversations are continuing. On top of that, of course, is the issue around whether a surgical mask is a required mask for caring for a patient who's suspected or diagnosed with COVID-19, or whether frontline workers should be wearing a fit-tested N95 mask. And we had a meeting, actually, on the night before last with the Department of Health and presented to them our position on this. And essentially what we said to government is in high-risk areas such as intensive care, emergency, the operating room, recovery room, when there's a very high risk of doing aerosol-generating procedures such as inserting a breathing tube, suctioning, having to do cardiopulmonary resuscitation on a patient. In those areas, N95 should be the standard. Staff should not have to be taking off a surgical mask and having to get their N95, apply their N95, and then go care for a patient who needs to be suctioning. So they should be standard in that area. And in other areas, we need to rely on the expert, knowledgeable, competent assessment of frontline providers.
All right. Look, at the best of times, the healthcare system in this province seems to be bursting at the seams for anyone who's visited an emergency room. I mean, is there a number of people that if we got to like 400 or 500 or something, where our system could just not handle it? We don't have the ventilators. We don't have the nurses, the doctors to handle it. I mean, is that the fair? Or is there a number out there?
Well, yeah, I'm sure that some people have looked at the curves. We've seen a lot of curves, and we're all talking about staying home to flatten the curve. The department hasn't said to us what the curve may bring to our province, specifically to us. We've heard the minister talk about the number of ventilators that we have, and we certainly have a significant number for the population that we have. But, I mean, I don't want to be prepared for that number. I want to stop that number, which is, I mean, obviously we need to be prepared for that number, but, you know, our best attack to this virus is following public health orders, staying home, decreasing our contact, washing our hands, not putting our hands to our face. I mean, that is the number one thing to support healthcare in this province. It's a number one thing to support healthcare workers. It's a number one thing to support all essential employees that are still having to work. It's a number one thing to make sure we have enough PPE and enough ventilators. So, yes, we have to prepare for those eventualities and look at the numbers. But each one of us has an obligation to make sure that we have enough, that we're not going to put our healthcare workers at risk by becoming sick in the first place.